The church want to thank every teacher who is so faithfully serving God and loving the children and teaching the children. Children church is a very important part of the life of the church. I come from a family who never know Jesus Christ. My parents were idol worshipper. But at a young age, just like these children, my mother sends me to Sunday school. The only reason why he sent me to Sunday school is because she is told, when they go to Sunday school, they'll be taught the good things. They'll be taught the right thing. And you can never be wrong sending them to Sunday school. So even though she did not believe in Jesus Christ, she sent me to Sunday school for a few years so that I can learn what is right and what is good. And the Sunday school, or what we call children's church today, to us parents, you may think it's not important, but I want you to know, teach the child when he is young. When they grow old, they will not depart from it. Here we teach them not just about Jesus Christ. We also teach them how to relate to one another. Here we teach them how to develop their talent. What you see is children that is building up with what? Confident. I'm telling you, if you send your child to the world to be taught what the church will teach them, you have to pay a lot of money. A lot of money. But here, we teach them free because we love them and God loves them. So if you're not sending your children to church for children church, I encourage you to do it. Maybe you are the parent who say, I don't want to go to church. But send your children there because they will learn the good thing and the right thing. And one day, you will be thankful that you have done that wise decision. So we just want to thank them for a great presentation, for the effort that they have put. Now, we come to this beautiful part. I have a pastor friend, Pastor David Lee. He is Reverend Dr. David. He came all the way from Singapore to preach on our special Father's Day. Then after that, we're going to give you a gift. We're going to pray for you. And then we're going to finish with this word call. Together. Not loud enough. Together.
Lunch.
So stay around. Hang around. And you will really be blessed today. Let's welcome Reverend Dr. David Lee as he comes to minister the word of God.
Thank you, Pastor Stewart. What a joy to be back here. I've been away for some time, maybe 3 years or more. And it's like coming home. So good to see Pastor Dean and Pastor Kara. I know a long, long time since he was a student. And so it's a joy to meet old friends and see many new people. And greatly encourage this church has a great future ahead because you are raising up a new generation for the Lord. And it's also very interesting to see an international community, you know, built together. And many of you from many nations of the world. And this is just like a sample of what heaven will be like. Because eventually, when we are all in heaven, then we will be celebrating together like this every day for eternity. So it's good to be here. On Father's Day, it's my honor and privilege to be here and to see you and see all these wonderful children displaying their talent. Also, I remember the many children that you are supporting on Pulau Nias. I started going to Pulau Nias about 20 years ago, and so I met some of the children that you all are sponsoring and helping. I want you to know one thing: they are praying for you every morning. 5 a.m. in the morning, they wake up and they are praying for you and they are remembering you in their prayers. And I think it's a valuable thing, right, to have people praying for you. Little children, when they pray, God listens because, wow, you know, they pray with sincere and pure hearts. And they're crying out. And when they pray with all the earnestness of children. And they sometimes pray with tears in their eyes. And they pray for you. So I'm sure, you know, these wonderful children are a great asset of this church. And there is a partnership that you have reaching out to the world. And some of these children, you know, after the tsunami, they were found on top of coconut trees. They were found on top of attap houses. And because of you, they have livelihood. And because of you, they have a purpose in living. So you are father and mother to many children of the world, those who are around you and those who are far away. So this is a church of influence, a wonderful church that is reaching out, a church of love. And I would say then that despite of many imperfections sometimes we have, and even fathers do struggle with sometimes a lack of ability to do more, and yet we realize then that we have a perfect Heavenly Father who loves us so much, who cares for us so much. And we just want to trust Him more and believe Him more for greater things. And I just believe this church has a great future. I declare a great future for you, great blessing upon you, and especially for all the wonderful fathers that we have. So, of course, today is Father's Day, and so we want to give a particular special welcome to all the fathers that are here. There are good fathers, and there are great fathers, and we have our perfect Father who is above. Amen. I was a student for Australia studying in America. His father called him up and said, you know, how are you doing, son? He said, the son says, I'm very embarrassed. He says, why? Because I'm driving this sporty car and this expensive car. And I drive this car to school. But my lecturers and my fellow students, they are taking train to school. So I'm very embarrassed. And the father says, you no longer need to be embarrassed. I'm going to send you $13 million to buy a train. So we all wish we had fathers like that, right? But despite many fathers here who wish they can do great things for their children, sometimes they are limited. And so we want to just believe that that God will compensate all the good work the fathers have done, and God will bless you on this very special day. So we are thankful for all the good and great fathers that we have. And of course, we also realize there are absent fathers, there are missing fathers, there are fathers who are now walking the streets of heaven. And so we miss them, we want to remember them as well, and we want to pray for them. But every one of us, we desire to have, you know, our fathers appreciate all that they do, and may God's blessing be upon each and every one. So hope then you feel that your father rocks by that rocks. We used to say rocks are solid rocks, and then they brought in the rock and roll. And so fathers today also have to learn to have a change of rhythm. And fathers used to be strict, serious. People are afraid to look at their dad because he's so serious. But modern times require and demands that fathers change. And they have to learn to play with their children. They have to learn to relax. They have to treat their children as friends. They have to be in conversations with their children. So the way dads relate to children have changed. And I'm so glad all these wonderful children speak so well about their dad, so proud about their fathers. And so I really, really wish all our dad God's gracious blessing upon your life. So what is Father's Day? Father's Day is not just a day to honor your father. It's also a time for us to thank all our male caregiver in your life. And it's a chance to say thank you to maybe your grandfather as well, your stepfather, your uncle, your and of course, there is the father of the house. The younger man here, you can see there. He is the spiritual father of all. He carries all the pain and makes all the sacrifice like all good fathers do. Well, I think sitting here in the service, he is so proud of all of you as he looks at you and then look at the next generation and says, there is hope. There is a future. This church will carry on. This church is going to survive. This church is going to thrive. This church is going to do greater. This church is going to do the impossible because God is favoring you and your product, your children, who will be the great contributor of the future to this church. So my greatest contribution to this church is I sent you back. I told him to go home after studying, but he never obeyed me, so he's still here. So So I've given Dr. Ting and Mrs. Ting a son-in-law. So that is my biggest contribution to this church. So I want to take some credit here. Amen. But as we look at Father's Day and the question that we have, and we asked, what makes a father or dad? And so it's Father's Day, so I will have some serious points, but we will also have some humor at this time so that, you know, we lighten the day and brighten your day, but at the same time, we also have a serious message for you. So let's look at what a dad is. A dad is someone you can spend time with. That's why the role of dads has changed. And fathers used to work very hard. And sometimes they work 7 days a week. Sometimes you never see them because they're out working. The minds are also taking the fathers away. So sometimes the father becomes absent from the family. The male figure is lost. And so we want to really encourage quality time, you know, quality time that you can have with your children. Children are cute when they're young. Then they become monsters, they become teenagers. And then they change. Then they grow up. And then they realize how difficult your job is when they become fathers or mothers themselves. But really then, children are your greatest asset in your life. We have old folks who complain that their children never come and see them. But then, at the same time, they have to ask themselves, how much time did they give and invest in their children when their children are young? Then, of course, ch- children are somebody to give you embrace. A dad is somebody who gives you embrace. It is important then that that children need to be loved, and they need the human touch, and they need the touch of a man. And so, of course, children also, dads also are someone then that whom you can laugh with. The image of the father has changed. You know, of course, I said earlier that many times the dads have the serious countenance and attitude and behavior. But modern times has required then dad to really to have fun with the families and fun with the children. And next we look at the dad is someone that you can look up to. This cute little bear. And someone who looks after you. And somebody who keeps you safe. A father is a protector of the family. Somebody who loves you. And that you know that your dad loves you. So that has to be communicated. And of course, dad is somebody that you can talk to. And somebody that you can be silly with. And that is the new image of a dad. That image has changed. Of course, today we find various ways then that we do. And as we look at our dad and have time to think about somebody who is important to you, a spiritual father, a father, a male figure in your life. And whoever that is, you know, we want to find our different ways of thanking them like this church has done. Now to take a more serious look at the father's role. When a man grows up and starts a family, he starts to have children, that's the time then you seek to have God's approval. And you know then that with God's approval will also come God's blessings upon your life. But today, as we look at the family is challenged. The family is in crisis. Many homes are broken. And one of the things I realized then is that on this Father's Day, that the man, the woman, the sons and the daughters need healing in their lives. And I'm going to pray in a while. I will pray for wives. Because I know this is Father's Day. But many wives here don't feel loved. And it's not that they are not loved, but they don't really feel the assurance. You see, women need assurance in their lives. They need to know that they are accepted. They are recognized, they're appreciated just as much as men. There are children here today who sometimes feel that their parents don't understand them, that there is a gap in their communication. And I want to pray not only for fathers today, but I want to pray for families. I pray for children. Children sometimes are neglected. And I'm so glad this church is different. This church gives priority to the children, gives attention to them, gives recognition to them, gives acceptance to them. This is very valuable in the life of families. This is a church that loves families. This is a church that builds families. This is a church that prays for families. And so we want to pray for children who sometimes feel like they are... No, sorry. Let's stay at the last slide. And children that needs to feel that they are understood. And of course, men. Men has needs. And one of the things I noticed in Singapore where I come from, that on Mother's Day, all the restaurants are fully booked. But Father's Day, you can still call up at the last minute and get some vacant tables. I'm sorry, some of the men are not respected as much and loved as much. And sometimes forgotten in the process. Sometimes it's the man's fault, but sometimes it's not. See, man has ego, man needs to be respected. Sometimes men don't feel that they have been respected by their children or even by their wives. And that leaves a gap in their emotions and in their being and their self-esteem. And they need healing in their lives. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are Father to us. You are the one who understands us. You understand where we come from. You understand our limitations. And Lord, you are the Father God who understands our deepest needs. And whether we are men or women, whether we are parents or we are children, Lord, you are Father to us. And we can turn to you and say, Heavenly Dad, oh, Daddy in heaven, hear our prayer this day. I pray for the man in the house today that needs healing. Sometimes they feel that their ego has been destroyed. And they feel that they are not respected. Lord, I pray for inner healing. I pray, oh God, that the man will be able to rise up and be man. The fathers will rise up and be fathers. And they will be fathers to their children. And Lord, their wives will support them, respect them. The children will love them and respect them. And on this Father's Day, Lord, we want to pray for all our fathers. But we pray, oh God, for supporting wives as well, because, Lord, they have a very important role in the family of nurturing. But sometimes the woman has to work and has to serve in the family, and there's so much demands from them. They're able to do multiple roles, but sometimes, Lord, there is the feeling of inadequacy. And I pray, oh God, for women today who don't feel that they are loved, and they need assurance, and they need reassurance, and they need more reassurance. And I pray, oh God, Father, that you will bless our women as well, and Lord, be able to satisfy the needs, oh God, the inner needs of our wives and our women as well. And we pray for children who sometimes feel that they don't really have understanding from their parents. Parents tend to compare them with children of their time or when they are growing up, and they feel this big generational gap that they have with their parents. But you are Father God to us. And I pray for all the children, oh God, who sometimes feel like the dads are absent, or the dads are too busy, or preoccupied with their activities or their work, and they don't have time for them. But I know, God, that you always have time for your children. The Lord, that you love your children and you cherish your children. And in a sense, all of us are children because we are all the children of God. So on this Father's Day, we acknowledge your role to us, your importance to us. And Lord, we thank you for who you are to us. And Lord, may your blessing rest upon every family that is here this morning. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. So family is important to God. Amen. Yes. Fathers are important to the families. You recognize this guy there when he had hair? Right. So sometimes that struggle. And these are inner feelings, psychological feelings. And many dads have this question, and they don't ask it aloud. And obviously men don't talk to women about their needs, because men has an ego. So men tend to want to talk to men. And sometimes this communication gap between men and women is always a challenge in many modern families. And many times dads ask themselves, what does it feel that I'm not doing enough? Does anybody know how hard it is to lead a family? And the man will feel the whole world is on his shoulders. He has to carry that much burden. And their wives keep reminding them how inadequate they are. How much they have not given when they have given so much. So that this psychological feeling is a struggle for many fathers. And many families are suffering today because they feel that there is a loveless marriage. And people who have been married for some years sometimes really need to have a renewal in the relationship. And so when this church builds families, and many of you come from many parts of the world and you are not born in Australia, some of you are, some of you are from faraway lands. And you need to have a community. You need to have support. But at the end of the day, is support from outside is very abstract. You need to have strong family. And if you come from far and you don't have strong families, and you don't have a strong community support, then it's very difficult to cope when the crisis comes. And crisis is not always because of a lack of funds. Sometimes crisis come because of other reasons. And so many marriages are unhappy. And according to Google's report, one of the most searched topic and done very privately, and they just published this information, that a lot of people Google about sexless marriage. But I want to just elaborate this a little bit. God has called us to reproduce His love. And so we make love, we create love through many ways. And for every one of us, we have a different love language. Different people like different kind of language is used to show love. So you create love through words. You build marriages through what you say. And sometimes it's not only what you say, but how you say it. And you can mean good, but you say it the wrong way, then it is not communicating it well, all right. So the language of love can be words, it can be actions, behavior. Very important then that there are acts of love that are shown. Then there is the power of touch, a language to speak. Different men, different women like to be touched differently. And so intimacy can be just simply a touch in the right place, at the right time, in the right season. And so there are many ways to show love. You can buy a gift, or you can do something special on days like this, Father's Day, Mother's Day, you know, Christmas, New Year, birthdays, anniversary. These are special days that if you remember them, and if you learn to honor your father, you learn to honor your mother, you learn to honor your husband, you learn to honor your wife, you learn to honor your children, then you will have happier families that will make a happier church. And we need to address this as well on Father's Day. As we look at another slide, then we realize that fathers today has a great need. And we don't always think about fathers needing encouragement. But a survey has been done, and at the end of the day, it discovered that in today's world, there is one thing that fathers need, and that is encouragement. So why Father's Day? Father's Day is so that we can be able to bring encouragement, and we give you our prayer support, and we give you our gifts, and we give you, like Pastor said, lunch. I mean, it's like you have no food to eat at home, eh? But that's like nothing like eating together, right? And so that's going to be very special because it's a way of showing encouragement. So my advice to all fathers, don't walk alone. Church is important. Church is relevant. Church is meaningful. Church will transform your life. It will make a difference in your life. Church is not somewhere you avoid to run away from God. Church is where you come together. We are not promoting football here, but Liverpool says, don't walk alone. So whether you play football or not, please. Whether you like Liverpool or Manchester, doesn't matter. Don't walk alone. And don't let your love grow cold. Amen. So there's one more thing to do. Is honor your spouse. They say, happy husband, happy wives. Happy wives, happy husbands. You need each other to create that atmosphere and the attitude of happiness for your life. So let's look at what makes fathers great. Father's role basically is purpose proposer. They give a reason for life, for living, for happiness to their children. Fathers give purpose to their children, give them ambition, give them inspiration, give them aspiration. Fathers also have another thing to do. It is to be the pathfinder. Then he gives wisdom. He gives direction. He gives guidance. He gives leadership to his family, particularly to his children. What makes father great? Fathers promote values. And what you feel is important, you communicate it to your children, not through lecture style, but in conversation, through example, through your life, through your living. And they see values in you, and you model what a family should be to your children. Fourthly, then, to provide for needs. That's what a father do. He's a provider. He provides for needs. Fifth, he protects the homes. A father is a protector, and he stands in the way of wind and crisis and all that. And sometimes the family don't feel the threats of storms coming in their life because the father is standing there to protect the family. And of course, the father is the one who makes the family complete, and he perfects the family. So we can spend a lot of time talking about each of these. And just to go through very quickly, again, as a reminder, we take a look, next slide, purpose, proposal. What is God's purpose for your marriage? What is God's purpose for your family? These are important questions every father should ask themselves, because your marriage makes the family worthwhile and make your family a happy one. Again, we look at promoting values. How a father and mother sees family may not always be the same. The way fathers see things, the way mothers see things are different. But then they should have a common language for their children. They should have agreement in front of the children. And children are very smart today. They know how to play with the fathers and mothers, you know, in terms of getting what they want. And so if they ask mom, mom says no, then they will ask dad. And, you know, father and mother need to get their act together in order then that the children will understand true values. So values are caught rather than taught. I work with prisoners, one of the slogan that our prison has is talking about sentences. Your sentence creates a new chapter. And so when we look at prisoners and they have been sentenced, you know, to stay in there for a while, and thankfully many prisoners' lives are transformed because, you know, the Christianity has brought ministry into the prison. I have what we call in the Chinese New Year the lo hei, or, you know, a certain kind of food, and I will always share it every year with the commissioner of prisons. And your sentence creates a new chapter. Make it a new chapter. And I want to use this slogan for us, is that as we all come together, we all construct what our family should be in the future. In your chapters, your sentences will make a new chapter And many new chapters will change your life and leave a legacy behind. I think we are moving a bit too fast. Go back. I have just these two slides to show. What kind of legacy do you want to leave behind? As that. Okay, and we are going to finish off and this morning. But I want to say this, any man can be a father, but it takes someone special to be a dad. And so I want to change Happy Father's Day to Happy Dad's Day for everyone. So once again, Happy Father's Day. Amen.